my name is Rabbi Shmuley Boteach. I'm an American rabbi. I'm the founder of This World of Values Network, and I've written many books. I just returned from a trip to Istanbul. Israel and Turkey were very close allies. I remember visiting Turkey for the first time 17, 18 years ago. And wherever I went, when people saw my Jewish hat, my kippah, they were so friendly and so warm. And even when I went back now, 3 months ago with my son, people told me, the mood has changed a little bit, people are angry at Israel. Maybe you shouldn't wear a kippah, but I did in the streets of Istanbul. And again, people walked over and they were very friendly. So I don't think there's any kind of separation between the Jewish people and the Turkish people. I think they still see themselves as brothers and sisters. It would be nice if we can create more of a reconciliation at governmental levels. Because as you said, both Turkey, Israel, the Jewish people, the United States, Turkey's an ally of the United States through NATO, face common enemies. Turkey faces a threat right now from ISIS. Turkey has always been a proudly Islamic country, but a moderate Islamic country that repudiates extremism and terrorism. It's a country with a phenomenal economy. So it's vital. Turkey is vital to the stability of the Middle East. So what we need to do is reject extremism. I'm a Jew. I'm assuming you're Muslim if you're a Turkish reporter. And both of our religions talk about peace, promote peace. A Muslim will say to someone else when they meet them, "Assalamu alaikum," and we Jews will say the same thing, "Shalom aleichem," which means in Hebrew the same thing. You know, peace be unto you. It's how we greet people. It's what we believe in. It's what we aspire to. So if we put that first, I think that we can minimize so much of the tension. My understanding is that many people in Turkey were very upset about the Mavi Marmara. They felt that Israel overreacted. They felt that Turks were killed. The people in Israel felt the opposite. They felt that it was a provocation to break a blockade, which is protecting Israel from arms being brought into Gaza. But whatever your opinion is about that essential dispute, and we may not agree on it, the government of Israel, right after President Obama visited Israel, apologized. Prime Minister Netanyahu apologized to the people of Turkey. And we were hoping that that show of humility on the part of the government of Israel and its prime minister would draw the people of Turkey closer. And again, I don't see any essential conflict between the two. I mean, Turkey is really flourishing right now economically. I just visited, when I was in Istanbul, Dr. Mehmet Oz, and he brought many people from the Jewish community to his home for me to meet. And I met leaders of the Jewish community who live in peace in Istanbul. And I always remind my Jewish brothers and sisters that amidst any tensions that now exist between the Jewish people and Turkey, it was the Ottoman Turks that took the Jews in when we were kicked out of Catholic Spain in 1492, kicked out of Catholic Portugal, I think, in 1498. And it was the Ottoman Turks that granted us asylum, that granted us refuge, and granted us sanctuary. And we Jews can never forget that the Turks showed us such hospitality. So all around, we have to focus on the common enemy, which, as you said, are extremists who just want to kill innocent people, who take great pleasure in slaughtering innocents. Right now, Turkey is going to assist my country, the United States, in battling ISIS. And when ISIS is cutting off people's heads with great glee, and they're celebrating murder, I mean, all of us have to fight that. It's the Gar Ze'ev in Kevis, Isaiah chapter 11, and the wolf shall lie down with the lamb. It's just beautiful imagery, a metaphor for all nations, wolves, lambs, those that were predatory, and they attack innocents, that they will be purged of their predatory streak. That all nations will learn to live with each other in peace. I quoted from Lo Yisa Goy El Goy Cherev, that no nation will lift up a sword against another nation. Lo Yumado Od Melchama, they will not teach their children the art of war. That men will beat their swords into plowshares. These are beautiful expressions of the human striving for peace, expressed by the Jewish prophet Isaiah for all humanity 2,500 years ago. You know, I as a Jew, I have to say, and it's very nice to speak to you, I as a Jew who wears a kippah, who lives in observing Jewish life, I feel an immediate affinity, an immediate closeness when I see Muslims who respect their tradition. If I'm checking into an airline and I see in the United States an Islamic woman with her head covering, I'll always say to her, what a beautiful thing that here, working for American Airlines, you establish proudly your Islamic identity. If I meet Muslims who work on Wall Street, if I meet Muslims, students on university campuses, and they'll say to me, oh, we don't agree with what Israel does here and there. I said, well, okay, so we can disagree on that, but I want you to know how much I honor and respect your affirmation of your tradition, of your religion. because Judaism and Islam have so much in common.
Exactly.
When I was just in Istanbul visiting the Blue Mosque and visiting, I can't remember all the names of, second time I visited, all the beautiful mosques, the similarities with the synagogue are striking. Now, we don't have anything as big as the Blue Mosque, but or the Hagia Sophia, even though it's now been deemed, it's no longer a mosque, but we don't have anything as large. But we still separate men and women in our prayers. And there's no images in a mosque in the same way there's no images in a synagogue. And there's such beautiful similarities. We have a written law, the Torah, you have the Quran. We have an oral tradition, the Talmud, you have the Hadith. There are so many beautiful similarities, kosher, halal. And we have to find our commonalities. Jews and Muslims have to be reunited the way they were for so many centuries. So when I speak to Jewish crowds today, and a lot of them are as unhappy with Turkey as Turkey seems to be unhappy with Israel, I say to them, never forget what the Turkish people did for us centuries ago when no one else would take us in. And we have to view the current disagreements in that overall framework.